All right. Can you feel it?
Yeah.
Disclaimer. Morning Crankers is not responsible for coffee snorts, keyboard drool, awkward public laughter, spontaneous twerking, or any texts you regret after listening. Side effects may include joy, confusion, and the realization that your sense of humor needs therapy. If symptoms persist, don't call us. We're not that kind of show. Now then, good morning. You half awake, chaos loving, life on hard mode, champions of Earth. This is Morning Crankers, the show that slaps harder than a grandma with a fly swatter. Jokes are fresh, filters are off, and dignity left the chat hours ago. So grab your caffeine, hug your poor decisions, and brace yourself for the ride. Welcome to Morning Crankers.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Are you tired?
No, I'm not tired.
Are you sure you're not tired?
I'm not tired.
I got an email the other day that said, it sounds like she's getting a little tired.
No.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I think you're full of baloney.
No, it was saying that like she keeps getting tired halfway through the show. And I was like, well, you know, Roxy doesn't get a lot of sleep at night.
Oh, whatever.
Harassing the husband.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, I wonder what it's like to have just a normal good sleep like every other, you know.
Well, you could sleep on the couch.
Well, I was thinking the other way. I think you could sleep on the couch and then I could just stretch out over the bed.
No.
You don't think that works?
That's my bed.
Well, it works. Welcome to Morning Crankers, ladies and gentlemen. We got a packed, great show today. We've had a lot going on. As a matter of fact, all these big moves, you know, moving podcasts and, you know, shows and does it ever get taxing on you?
Yeah.
You know, you run multiple businesses. So, you know, you're moving this one here and you're moving that one here and you got a newsletter over here and that's just this business. And then you got the pressure washing business, you know, stuff like that.
Or the movers and shakers.
Movers and shakers.
Yep.
What are we shaking?
The money tree.
Just shake it some more, will you? Because it is what it is. Today, I want to talk a little bit about baking bread. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Something happened in Australia, but that's pretty much, I think, in every show we do something about Australia.
Mm-hmm.
There is a story about a buffalo that has something to do with Donald Trump.
It's a cow.
Well, kind of. And then I want to talk a little bit about AI and something that happened. There's a big controversy surrounding AI right now.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it a little last show. I don't know. I'm kind of interested to find out what the people think because I think the people think a lot like we think. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because we are the people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we are the people.
Yeah. That's how it's supposed to be.
Well,
I
think so. I got some Harley Davidson news for all your brum brum fans out there. Yeah. I like Indians myself. I don't know. There's something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyways. Today, National Donald Duck Day.
Donald Duck.
Yeah. How long has it been since you've seen Donald Duck on TV?
It's been a long time.
Yeah. I kind of like Donald Duck. Did you?
I like all of them. Daffy Duck.
Yeah. Well, and actually, Gred, the former co-host, he was very, very good at voicing Donald Duck. He could even do Chewbacca.
Yeah.
Can you do Chewbacca?
No.
Come on, give me however
you. No, you do it.
I can't do it.
I can't do it either.
Yeah, like somehow Gred would just go, and he could do it.
Yeah.
Try it.
No.
Just try it once.
No.
Everybody wants to hear you try it.
It sounds like you're choking.
It does kind of, but you go, like, but
no.
You got to put it all together.
I'm not doing it.
Okay, well.
I'll let you do it.
It's also National Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day, and I am a huge fan.
We should make that.
Strawberry rhubarb jam.
We should make the pie.
We could do the pie, too. I mean, but the jam, and then you get the right type of bread. Like, I'm talking homemade fresh bread, not even toasted. You know, real butter, and then strawberry rhubarb jam. that to me is probably just as good as strawberry rhubarb pie.
I don't know. I've never had strawberry rhubarb jam.
Well, see, you grew up sheltered.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. You grew up sheltered. I grew up like, you know that song, Give Me Shelter? That's the way that I grew up.
No.
Yeah, opposites attract. You see, that's what I mean. And you were attracted. I just saw you yawn.
Yeah. You know why
see,
you
folks,
yawn?
You see?
Wait a second. Do you
it's
know why
here.
People
already,
yawn?
Why? Because
lack of oxygen.
Lack of oxygen because they're tired.
No, I'm not tired.
Okay, so what is it?
I just told you, lack of oxygen. You're taking up the oxygen in the air.
You're the one that talks so much. Speaking of talking, we've got something to talk about as soon as we finish our national days about talking.
Okay.
We're going to talk about talking.
Okay.
About two different groups of people talking.
Well, you got a lot of hot air, so you can continue on.
It's National Forklift Safety Day. Probably a good thing. We personally know somebody that had their leg right off.
Yep.
You know that?
Yep.
Yeah. Ice.
From a forklift.
Yeah, I think
flipping it over.
Forklift, Coca-Cola building, you know, pulling out a great, great big thing. Was it Coca-Cola or Pepsi?
Yeah, it was Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. They had a great, great big heavy, like, soda cans in front on a pallet and went sliding sideways and hit something and tipped it over and leg gone.
Yep.
You know, so, yeah, we should probably pay attention to National Forklift Safety Day. Explore More Ideas Day. This is one of the worst days ever that I've ever seen on here, but it's National Call Your Doctor Day.
Hmm.
You ever heard of that day?
No.
Me neither, but, you know, it just, I don't know. Do you like talking to doctors?
No.
See, I'm not a big doctor person either, just because I don't like being a guinea pig. And sometimes I feel like you're a guinea pig. Like when you go in there, it's like, instead of fixing my problem, I feel when I go to the doctor, they're looking and saying, what's new in the pharmaceutical store today? And then they hit their magic wand and then that's what you get.
We got pretty good doctors.
Yeah, my doctor is awesome and her nurses are awesome, but that's why I stay going to the same one because I've been to the other ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And they're really not.
You just got to be more of me. You got to speak up and tell them how it is.
I do. And then they tell me to be quiet.
Yeah. Well, don't be quiet. Make more noise.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. You've been around my nurses.
Yeah. Well,
you see, they're.
I'd still make noise.
Oh, I make plenty of noise. I make plenty of noise. You've been there. You've seen it.
You play the joke noise. You got to be serious.
Oh.
And you're pretty stubborn.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Mm-hmm. Anyways, you know, we were talking about making bread. And before we talk about talking, maybe we should talk about making bread since we were just talking about strawberry rhubarb jam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, scientists. And this is why I don't trust scientists either, ladies and gentlemen. Scientists have made bread from yeast they found inside a 5,300-year-old mummy.
Yeah, that's nasty.
Well, I mean, do you like sourdough bread?
I do.
Do you know that it takes the, is it a yeast, a special yeast to make sourdough bread?
I'm assuming.
Okay.
I've never made it.
So did you know that sourdough was kind of the only bread you could get kind of when the settlers came out before they learned, you know, the Native American tricks, and they had to carry that yeast. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Okay, so there were three places. I'll tell you two of them, and we're going to play the guessing game. Does that sound good to you?
No.
Come on.
I'll play it, but I ain't a good guesser.
Okay. I'm going to give you two places that it was stored, because if you don't carry the yeast or the starter for the sourdough bread, if you don't put it in a spot that holds a temperature, it will die. Because it's a living thing, right? Yeah. So they would put them under their armpit. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
And if they had the saggy, you know, torpedoes, they'd throw it under the torpedo.
Yeah.
Okay, and keep it nice. Where do you think the other place was?
Their butts.
No.
Under their...
Well, you're pointing and people can't hear pointing.
Under their nuts?
No, it wasn't guys carrying it. It was girls.
Oh, in their flaps?
Yes.
Ew.
Yeah, it's actually a very gross part of history that's absolutely accurate.
I don't think I'm eating that bread.
Well, that's where it came from. There's probably some of that today.
Yuck.
You know, so just think. I mean,
no wonder why you like it.
It was a very, very personal thing to go eat at somebody's house. You know, and have the bread.
Well, no wonder why you like sourdough.
No, yeah, I like sourdough. Well, I like the taste. I do like the taste of sourdough. But my doctor said, beans that you gave me diabetes with the food you cooked.
I didn't give you diabetes.
She said, you know, maybe you really need to start looking at sourdough bread instead of white bread. Stay away. It's poison.
Well, now all I'm going to think about is Fermunda cheese.
You know, I really do respect my doctor. Do you remember what I told her when she said no more bacon?
Yeah.
What did I say? Go to what? H-E double hockey sticks?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. And I probably would have said that too, but she threw in, I could have sourdough bread.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I'll make sacrifices. You know, so I did. Sourdough, it's just one of them things. But does it bother you that this is still living? It says, scientists at the Uric Research Institute for Mummy Studies in Bolzano, Italy, announced they made a loaf of bread from yeast found in the stomach of the Otzi the Iceman.
Yuck.
He died, or she died, but I think it's a he, 5,300 years ago.
Gross.
His body was found in 1991, and then they just made the loaf of bread. Who do you think ate it? I don't know. It doesn't say.
I don't want to.
Like, is that one of them situations? Well, I could, so I did.
Maybe.
See, that's one of my rules to live by that I talk about in the Jeremy Hansen podcast.
Would you try it? If you were offered cheese or bread from
So you're giving me yeast bread with Fermunda cheese. Is that what you're saying?
Well, are you going to try it?
Yeah,
if
I'm not going to try that.
In their
the mud Gigi, flaps, no.
No.
No, I'm not. I'm probably not going to do that. It's just weird for me anyways to think about that. But, I mean, really think about that. If you were traveling west and you wanted bread, that's what you got.
Well, I wouldn't.
So, like I said, it was a really personal thing when people invited you over to eat.
I'd eat grass before I ate that.
Well, it just, you know, sorry. no, thank you. Then, you know, we were talking about this earlier, and you were doing more talking than me. And I, you know, I thought there was something up with that. So I did a little bit of research, and I found a couple studies about girls, women in general. Actually, women from 25 to 64. What do you think about that? About them, do you think women talk more than men?
Probably.
Do you think so?
Probably.
So there was a study, and it talked about this, and it said yes. And then in 2007, the University of Arizona, refuted the claim, finding that men and women speak the same numbers, roughly about 16,000 a day. And then a newer, larger follow-up study said that it was a little bit more nuanced, suggesting that women may be the chattier gender, but only during a certain period of their life, like from 25 to 65, right?
Okay.
And so it's been going back and forth and back and forth. And finally, there was a definitive study. And it was then peer-reviewed by a bunch of other places that had ran studies. And what they found is this, that women speak 3,000 more words per day than men from the age of 25 to 65.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, do you know what that adds up to?
No.
If you talk about that during a day in that many years, what do you think? How many more words do you think a woman says than a man in their 25 to 65-year-old life?
Maybe... How many more words does a man speak?
No, a woman.
A woman?
Yeah. The only words men are speaking more is in their own head.
They do say women got the gift to gab.
Yes, they do. And men say silence is golden.
Well, I can name a few times that silence wasn't so golden in you.
Well, here's what I'm saying. How many words, how many more words in that period of time do women speak than men on average? Mm. According to this peer-reviewed study that was peer-reviewed by many peer reviewers.
I don't know.
43 million more words.
Okay.
I'll take it. 43 million.
So we like to talk.
Yeah, well, is that talking?
Yeah.
I want you to think about that. I want you to think about a man, you know, gets with his wife. She's, you know, 19, 20, 21, 22. And they talk and they do their thing and they, you know, whatever. And then 25 hits and there's a key that's twisted. Oh, there you go again. And that twisted key opens up the gab box.
What, do you want us to be silent?
Well, we did say silence was golden.
You know, I could invent a mute button for you.
Speaking of mute, I had a friend that said, you know, I'll settle down one day if I can just find a deaf and mute one.
Well, your friend is a jerk.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's probably true, but it was funny. Anyways, you can go look at it in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology. Okay. You can go see it. Colin Tidwell, Clinical Psychology. It says researchers found that 3,000 more words per day. There's significant gender differences from that age, but it says from 10 to 17, kind of the same. It starts actually when they're 18, but it's not 3,000. It's like 800 more words per day. You know, and I think that's when boys are becoming men, so they're learning that sometimes silence is golden.
Okay.
What do you think?
I don't think silence is golden.
Do you like talking to men?
Do you like sitting in a house where there's no noise?
No, what I like is sitting in a quiet house with a really good movie on.
Movie?
Yeah.
I'd rather be outside the kids are in bed and hearing stuff like, giggling and laughing and having fun and enjoying life.
It's just part of the day. It's just a different time of the day.
I like it. Chaos. It's fun.
Guys don't really like controlled chaos or chaos at all. But if it's going to be chaos, it's got to be controlled. And then we want it to be at a level that we can kind of compartmentalize the things that are bothering us so we can actually be efficient with our thinking.
How about we just lock you in a box and send you on your way? Well, put you in a closet.
How would anything ever get done? You know, buildings being built, electric work being done, plumbing being done, cars being built, oil being changed.
I'll change the oil.
Yeah.
I'll get dirty.
Well, we all know that. Speaking of dirty, have you seen the story about the Bangladesh zoo?
Yep. It's all over the place.
It's literally a rare albino buffalo, and he's named after Donald Trump. And it's because he's got this blonde tuft of hair
golden
that just kind of like, yeah, goes. It literally kind of looks like Donald Trump's.
Yeah, if you just cover his, like, from his eyes down.
Right.
It's got Donald Trump hair.
Well, I guess that this thing was, like, in danger. So Donald Trump and Melania Trump made a couple calls and made sure that this thing wasn't going anywhere. It wasn't going to get eaten. It's going to a sanctuary to live out the life that the Trumps think it should.
Yeah, it should.
Yeah, well, I mean, it is pretty cool. But does it surprise you that something like that will get on national news?
Yeah.
Does it?
It does.
Does it surprise you that...
Actually, it doesn't because, like, everyone is talking about him.
About Donald Trump?
Yeah. There's memes all over about that buffalo, and they got a comparison of Donald Trump and that buffalo next to each other, and there's just memes all over about it.
See, I miss the days, and I yearn for the days when everything wasn't about politics.
Yeah, me too.
I really, really, I remember the 80s and I remember the 90s, and there wasn't a whole lot about politics back then unless you, like, wanted to delve in. It was more about, like, in my life anyways, speedboats. go-karts, mini bikes, hot rod cars, you know, going out, having fun and enjoying yourself with the family. That was something that we just expected. Now what people do, they hibernate. This bothers the hell out of me. If you come over to my house and you want to watch a movie and then you sit down on my couch and I turn the movie on and you turn that phone.
That's you.
No, that's not me.
Oh, yeah.
No.
You. It is.
No, I don't like that. I want to get back to that. I don't want everything to be about politics. Like, hey, cool. You know what? There's a buffalo with a Donald Trump haircut. Okay, yep, okay, that's it. Let's move on. Now, So that made national or international news, I should say.
Yep.
Now, here's one. This is from KSAT.com. Australian cockroach kingpin caught with 100,000 illegal insects in a record bust.
Yeah, it's gross.
Okay, it says,
who would want that?
Well,
some odd person.
I want to get into that a little bit. Okay, it says, more than 100,000 live cockroaches illegal to keep in Australia were confiscated from a single breeder in the country's largest ever seizure of exotic invertebrates, officials said Friday. The haul of Madagascar hissing cockroaches and dubia cockroaches worth $200,000 Australian dollars or $142,000 American dollars was seized in May from a commercial breeder of cockroaches in the city of Bathurst in New South Wales state. $142,000 worth of cockroaches.
Yeah, they're nasty. We used to have them at the pet store.
A hissing cockroach.
Yeah, a hissing cockroach and the other one. And we'd sell them for feeding different, like, lizards and stuff.
Well, it says a regular Australian cockroach is between 0.9 and 1.4 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but a hissing cockroach is are 2 to 3 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
And so you buy these to feed to snakes?
No, not snakes.
Lizards.
Like lizards, like iguanas and stuff like that.
Well, isn't there some of them people that actually keep hissing cockroaches like for a pet?
Sometimes they keep them to breed them so they don't have to continue to buy them because they are expensive to buy.
The world's gone crazy. You know what I mean? Like people are literally raising cockroaches.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if you could do, like, the famous, like, do Al Pacino and say it.
No. I don't know how
cockroaches.
To do it.
Do it. Come on.
No.
Why? Cockroaches.
You do a good job of that.
Well, I'm pretty talented. Okay. Mm. Yeah, can you try it? People want to hear you get more involved with the show. That's all the emails that I keep getting. We really want to see Roxy sing a little bit and get more involved with the show.
I don't know if I could do that.
Well, just try it.
You'd go deaf.
25 years, still not deaf.
You haven't heard me sing.
I have in the shower.
Oh, yeah. I do like to sing in the shower.
Yeah, I have. I've heard it. I've heard you sing. I've heard you, you know.
Oh, okay. No.
Yep.
You're full of it.
It's usually at night when you're sleeping.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to say. Yeah. Well, I'm proud of it, though. There's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I wanted to get to this. So everybody's up in arms about AI. You know, everybody. I've got friends that are totally, totally against it. Like, literally. So I started this club called the League of Extraordinary Storytellers. And all we do, we're kind of geeks when it comes to doing storytelling, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've got one guy that literally is like, or he was a former head of like an international union that protects voiceover and musicians. Really awesome, awesome guy, stand-up guy. And he doesn't want to be involved with any project that has anything to do with AI.
Yeah.
Okay, now I've got another friend, old school hippie, professor And he's into playing guitar and drums. I mean, he's had studios, you know, since the 80s. And he's like, bring it on. Anything AI I can use, it's just a tool to make humans better.
I don't know.
So, and I think that I'm like right in the middle. Okay. I want to protect jobs. I really do. I don't want people going without work. But I also see the value of not ripping other people's stuff off, because that's unscrupulous and you should be in trouble for it, but for expanding and having the ability to get what you and do what you want by using it like a tool. I see value in that. Now, some people do, some people don't. But what do you think? You're on the don't side, right?
I don't like it, no.
Okay. So we've got all these data centers going up. Man, I mean, I see Charlie Barron's up in Wisconsin, like literally showing up and fighting the good fight. I see people down here in Missouri doing the same thing. I see it all over that they're fighting this stuff. But then you get to a point when you're like middle of the road like me, and this story that I'm about to say would probably really tick people off. And the problem is, this is what we're getting in the media. You know what I mean? Nobody's talking about this. Listen. Farmer donates his land for a park, and the city sells the land for data center development.
Yeah, that's crappy.
So a $10 gift became $10 million for the city government, with $30 million in expected tax revenue over the next decade.
Yeah, that's BS.
Well, I mean, why isn't anybody else hearing about this? This is a It's Solemn, Texas, and there was a deed put in place. He gave the city this land for them to be able to build a park on for the people to enjoy. The city government totally dismissed it, trashed it, whatever, took $10 million from this company, and then, you know, sold it to the community as, oh, we're going to get an extra $30 million.
They should be sued.
Well, you know, who knows what's going to happen? It was 87 acres of land in Taylor, Texas.
He should have built a park himself.
Literally. He went in there and he's like, okay, well, I know you got to pay something for it. So here's 87 acres. Give me 10 bucks.
Yeah, I'd sue him.
And it was a condition. I don't even think the guy's alive anymore. It was a condition of the deed that it would be used for community parkland. In 2025, the land was sold for $10 million to a data center developer who has won several legal battles against the nearby residents who are trying to stop the massive construction project.
The whole city should sue.
Well, they have, and they've lost so far, but now the city wants to take them to appeals court. So for me, being a middle of the road guy, and I'm like, I see the benefit. I don't like this. I don't want to see our water depleted. I want to create good jobs, but is this taking away jobs? You know, that analytical thinker that I am. I can kind of stay middle of the road because I can see the benefit. But then something like this comes along and it makes me start not liking that community.
I heard that they're going to make AI teachers.
I think there's going to be a big shift to that.
I don't think that's good.
I don't necessarily think that's good either.
What kid do you know is going to sit there and listen to an AI?
My kids would. Because I said, if you don't do it when you get home,
I would never make my kids sit there and listen to an AI teacher.
What would you do?
I'd teach them my dang self.
Well, I like that. I don't know. It doesn't seem with this AI stuff that people can reach a middle ground. You know, and people like this developer and the city people who did this, they ought to be ashamed of themselves for what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I believe in property ownership, and that guy that gave it, that donated that land, literally had a deed that said it would be used for community park.
Yeah, he can sue. Maybe his family will if he's gone.
Yeah, well, I think people should look at it. Now, that's kind of some bad news, if you know what I mean. But did you hear that Harley Davidson is actually bringing back some of its motor building stuff to America?
I did hear that.
Yeah, they're moving it away from Thailand. They're not going to produce the Pan America or the Nightster's Revolution Max engine anymore because Harley is going domestic.
Hmm.
Now, why would that be?
I don't know.
You remember when we were talking about this and we said, you know what? If you take tariffs and you put tariffs on, it's going to affect Americans for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually you're going to see a net benefit because jobs are going to come back and they're going to invest in America. And, you know, the political a-holes out there that don't want to tell Americans the truth. They're like, oh, no, it's going to cost this and it's going to cost that. And yes, it was going to cause some pain. And anybody that knew anything knew that that was going to be the case. But if you look around, there is massive investment happening. And we're slowly starting to crawl out of the crap economy that we have. You know, because everything costs more right now, but it's starting to come down a little bit.
A little bit.
Like, okay, here's a big one. How about sweet corn?
Sweet corn came down.
Okay, 3 weeks ago, sweet corn was $1.50 an ear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tonight it was 29 cents at Walmart.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? And now, obviously, that's
maybe
because...
Maybe it's because of the holidays.
Right, well, gas is coming down.
Yeah, slowly.
It comes up and down, and if you notice, every election time, there's a talk about the gas. You know what I mean? They could keep it down if they really wanted it down, but I don't think that they really want it down. They start fights with it so they can get elected. That's what I think.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think both sides do it with different things.
Yeah.
So.
I think they try to win us. And then they screw us over.
Well, this was big news today. Carmelo Anthony. Mm-hmm. You want to tell everybody about it?
Found guilty of murder. 35 years.
35 years. So
and he cried like a little girl.
Well, he did. Do you ever get sick of seeing this kind of stuff on TV?
No.
Like... I don't think that there was a racial element to this. Now, there's a lot of people out there that are making this a race thing.
Mm-hmm.
How about we just look at it? This is one reason that I hate that people dismantle America, because America at one time was a unifying proposition that we all got to enjoy in the benefits of America and keep going strong. And I think that was a unifier, no matter what color you were, no matter what religion you were. That's what I think. And I look at this, and there's literally police departments that are getting ready because they've had threats of their city burning down because of it.
Yeah, well, I look at it this way. I don't care what color you are. If you do a crime, you better be apt to do the time.
Well, that's what I think, too.
I mean... I don't care if he was white, brown, whatever. He did something he shouldn't have. If you can't control yourself, and his mom got up there and she begged the jury to give him a lesser sentence.
If it
was my kid and he did that, give him what you got to give him.
Yeah.
Because he deserves it.
Yep. Getting in trouble. So then I see this racial element on this other side, and I'm just getting kind of wore out with it. Like, I'm getting the fatigue. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
The news fatigue about it. So there's this judge. Have you ever heard of Eleanor Ross?
Is that the judge for the Aaron Spencer
thing? No. She's a federal judge in Atlanta. And she was disciplined already because she was banging a police officer in her chambers. And then she went and she attended a partisan political event, which is a no-no as a federal judge.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like either side. I want them right down the middle. I want justice to be blind. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, so she continues to do this stuff, you know, playing honky in her chambers. And, you know, going and doing this stuff. And U.S. Representatives Clay Fuller and Andrew Clyde filed resolutions against this U.S. District Judge Eleanor Ross to actually remove her. What do you think of that? I impeach a judge. You don't see that very often, or removed from the bench.
Well, I can tell you there should be a lot more of it, because we got some corrupt judges.
We do. And do you think that's okay?
No.
I mean, can you name a job where if you're banging Billy the cop that you're not going to get fired?
You should.
Well, I think you should. So what does that have to do with anything with race? Why is it being a race thing?
They got to turn the agenda on something else.
I think it is, and I see it from both sides. But the race side usually comes from the left, and there's other things that come from the right. But, you know, if you step back and you see it, it gets very clear.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just kind of one of them people that I'm just kind of sick over it.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it.
Yeah. We got a clean house.
Yes, we do. Speaking of cleaning house, there was a California housewife that melted down as she learned the fate of killing a man in a kinky sex act.
Wow.
You know, what do you think?
Well, something didn't go her way, I guess.
Well, yeah. Okay, so I started reading this story, and the more I read, the more mundane it got, until I just, let me read this. Michaela Rylsdam, 32 years old, pled guilty early last month after Michael Dale, 55, died from asphyxiation when she placed duct tape over his mouth and a plastic bag and saran wrap over his head during a recorded encounter.
What the heck?
Okay, that's my question. Okay, my question has moved past, okay, the guy died. Okay, well, if you put duct tape on your mouth and then...
But he let her do it?
Well, that's what she said. Okay, she's a high-end call girl.
Well...
I want to hear your thoughts.
I think that he is bigger than her. He could have stopped it.
Well, yeah... Maybe she's got a lot of power in those pipes.
Yeah, right.
Well, yeah, what I'm saying is...
Guys are stronger than girls.
A lot of them, but there's some pretty strong girls out there.
Yeah, well...
According to this, whatever the encounter is, what my thing is what are you doing with duct tape, saran wrap, and a bag that has to do with this type of encounter?
Obviously, they were kinky.
It says his limbs were bound during the encounter. He was unable to remove the items covering his mouth and head, and he remained inside that bag, saran wrap, and duct tape for 8 minutes, leading him to be cleared brain dead the following day.
Hmm.
What do you think of this?
Well, I think you... I don't know.
Yeah, listen to this. The woman, whose husband was aware of her OnlyFans site and helped manage the business, he said that she immediately called 911 after the incident.
Well, she's probably going to prison.
Oh, she is, for 4 years. She got 4 years for this. 4 years. And she's got a kink site. Okay, I think I thought I knew what kink was.
So he was pretty pimping her out.
Well, her husband was.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother conversation. But when it comes to duct tape, saran wrap, and a bag, what could possibly be kinky about any of those three things?
I don't know.
I mean, I honestly don't know. I'm thinking about it, and it's been bothering me.
You're a guy. I mean, that was a guy. What is your thoughts?
I don't know. It drives me nuts, because here's the thing. The guy died. Asphyxiation. Okay? Couldn't breathe. Duct tape, bag, saran wrap. And here's the kicker. The girl got 4 years in prison. He paid $11,000 for that encounter.
Wow.
So, I mean, you tell me.
Her husband was doing it to get the money.
Well, you're blame shifting. I'm talking about...
He was the manager
I know.
So he was pimping her out.
Well, I don't like that. I think he's kind of a, you know, weird dude, but
it just seems fishy. I think he was. Oh,
I think
you can
you're just
get
completely missing the point that some dude paid $11,000 for an encounter where his face was duct taped, saran wrapped, and a bag put over his head. Where's the enjoyment in that?
Maybe he was that kind of guy.
Yeah, well, that kind of guy is a weird kind of guy because
I don't. There's some weird guys out there. There's some weird girls out there.
It's the human species.
Anybody that likes to get strangled or choked out or anything like that, that's weird.
That's very, very weird.
Morning Crankers, food court of public opinion.
Yeah. I was thinking about this today. The dumbest idea that we could come up with that would be on a news story.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. Skeletal remains of Los Alamos missing federal scientist, you know, the one connected to the FBI and CIA, Melissa Casillas, couldn't indicate suicide or murder.
I think she was murdered.
Well, I mean, a lot of us do, but is that a dumb headline?
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's certain ways they could probably say, yeah, she was double tapped in the back of the skull. Okay, yeah, then. But, I mean, we've even had that, if you remember, going back to the one park that the guy was, you know, working for, you know, the lady that didn't get into the presidency that happened to double tap himself in the back of the head twice.
Yeah, that's odd.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And do we have another one of these here?
Sounds like it.
She's 53 years old. And she actually wrote that she was not suicidal. And if anything happened to her, to check into things because she wouldn't do that to herself.
Yeah. So somebody was after her.
Well, this is, what, 12 or 13
I think
of these scientists that are gone?
I think our government's that person.
Is it the government or is it the men in black?
It's our government.
Do you think so? I mean,
I think
that's they're probably
connected.
Part of
they're
our
all
government.
Connected.
Oh, I can see that. I can see that. One story before the story, if you know what I'm saying, the story.
Yeah.
I'm looking for these things. And I had it up here. And you know how the stuff just disappears sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
A man walked on his hands down 100 stairs in 44 seconds. What do you think of that?
44 steps. That's a lot of stairs.
A lot of stairs,
44,
right?
He must have been cruising.
Well, that's what I was thinking. But he set a Guinness Book World Record. And speaking of that, I'm so excited. Next June, we're going to have the car meet that Eric Berry does from Vice Grip Garage. Now, he hasn't came out and said it's Springfield yet. But I've went through what he said and I have this connection between him and O'Reilly Auto and everything. So I do believe that it's going to be in Springfield, Missouri, because the one that happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma was a complete disaster.
Yeah.
People ran out of gas. There was nowhere to get water. There was nowhere to go to the bathroom. Half the cars didn't get into the parade. But Tulsa still won the largest collection of hot rods ever in world's history.
Well, if it is here, mm-hmm. we need to go live.
Yeah, well, maybe we will. I think we could do that. Like I said, next June, it's going to be big. And Derek Berry, says it's going to be the next record.
I hope so.
This one here, over 6,000 hot rods.
It's going to be cool.
Cruising down Kansas Expressway.
Kansas Expressway and Kearney.
Yeah, what do you think of that? That's 6,000 cars.
Awesome.
Yeah, and I don't think Springfield will drop the ball like that. Do you?
No.
Yeah, no, I don't either.
We're going to be ready.
I think so. I really do think so. Tell me if you're ready for this. Are you ready?
Let's hear it.
Turn it off! I can't! It's unresponded! And I have plastic fingers! Oh. It's good to be back.
Shiny!
What?
Nothing.
Someone needs a brown marker.
It's been too long,
Woody.
Came here as fast as I could after Jesse called for help.
Oh, thank you.
We've got it handled. Look, Star, Deputy, me, no Star.
Oh, hey, Buzz, what is that?
What? Where?
Ow.
Hey.
I'm gonna let this device know how things are run around here.
Try to stay calm, Jesse.
I'm the definition of calm.
That's not gonna work.
I wanna talk to you, device.
No touching, Jessica.
Oh, no.
She used the J word.
Scandal. Hi! Whoa. Come on!
Just getting away, Buzz!
Enjoy the garage, Stuffalo Bill!
Stuffalo Bill?
First we were playing, and then the world started changing.
No! Oh, are we getting donated?
Donuts.
No, sweetie. Donated.
Bonnie doesn't want to play with toys anymore. She needs me.
Jesse, you know Bonnie better than anyone. What does your gut say?
Bonnie still needs us. Our time ain't over yet.
We're gonna need backup. Yeah! Affirmative, Commander. No way.
Wait
for us!
Car!
You got a friend in me.
Clear!
Disney and Pixar's Toy Story 5. Only in theaters June 19th. Tickets.
What do you think?
I'm excited.
Okay, I like Toy Story. Most people don't know there's a lot of adult themes in Toy Story. So you can watch it for your kids, but they're so well put together, your kids never notice.
No.
You know, I absolutely love it. I was just going to give you a couple of them before we're done for the day. Just weird jokes that, you know, basically moments in previous Toy Stories that were made for adults. Number one, well, I'm going for fearsome here, but I just don't feel it. I think I'm just coming off as annoying. Rex. Do you get it?
Yeah.
How about this? What do you say I get someone else to watch the sheep tonight, Bo Peep?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Okay, well, I mean, what does that mean? I think she was making them supper.
Yeah, right.
Tuesday night's plastic corrosion awareness meeting, I think, was a big success. Woody, and finally, but what if Andy gets another dinosaur, a mean one? I just don't think I could take that kind of rejection. You see, there's these adult themes and adult things in these. I absolutely love it. Go check it out. June 19th, Toy Story 5. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here. I'm Hans.
I'm Roxy.
We'll see you next week.
Saying thanks for your ears. We've been sipping hot gossip, stirring up your day here. From the what were they thinking to the pop chart queens. We poked at all the headlines and the weird in between. Morning Crankers, we're clocking out. Life lines deeper than the daily drought. Dumb crooks, strange looks, tales so absurd. We turned your daily chaos to a four-letter word.
Fine.
Morning Crankers, last joke of the show. Till the sun comes back, we'll be ready to go. We had the oddball neighbors and the viral train wrecks. The hold my coffee heroes with the rubberneck checks. If the world's gone sideways, honey, don't lose heart. We're roasted in the morning like a brand new start. Morning Crankers, we're clocking out. Night bar.
Hey, hey, morning Crankers.
That's our cue. Till the next hot mess, we'll be laughing with you. So it's bye from Hands and a wink from Rock. Stuff your week in a suitcase, toss it out with the socks. When life gets too serious, you know where to go. Back to Morning Crankers for the end of